The IRS is bracing for a flood of last-minute tax returns, and so is TurboTax. Last year, the nation's leading seller of tax preparation software had a meltdown. Couldn't process tens of thousands of returns in the days leading up to April 15th. Now it's trying to avoid a repeat, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Not everyone waits till the last minute to file a tax return. TurboTax spokeswoman Julie Miller says the company actually has two crunch times each year. The first is right after W-2 forms go out, when early birds, who are expecting a tax refund, rush right out and file.
There's a peak in February, and then it kind of comes down, and then it peaks again with the last 2 days, the 14th and 15th, being very heavy filing days.
Those deadline days turned into a nightmare last year when a computer problem slowed TurboTax's electronic filing to a crawl. The process that usually takes tax filers a few minutes was stretching into hours, even as the midnight deadline was approaching. The IRS ultimately granted taxpayers a 48-hour extension, but the experience still left a bad taste for about 170,000 TurboTax customers. Some vented their frustration on the company's message board. One woman wrote, she wouldn't use TurboTax to file her nails, let alone her taxes. Miller is sympathetic.
Last tax season at the end was so anxiety-producing and frustrating for our customers, and we regret that tremendously. And at the time, we took action to refund their money. In fact, we refunded about $10 million to TurboTax customers who were impacted by that issue last year.
Miller says since then, San Diego-based TurboTax and its parent company Intuit have overhauled their system, invested in new hardware, and run stress tests to make sure they're ready for a crush of last-minute filers.
We learned a lot about how we build our systems, how we need to test our systems, the kind of pressure that's on those in those peak filing days. And I think we're going to be ready for the 14th and 15th this year.
Last year's headaches don't seem to have hurt sales of TurboTax. The company has the lion's share of the market for tax preparation software. H&R Block's Tax Cut is a distant second. TurboTax got even more business this year, especially for its online product. Miller says more and more taxpayers are using the web-based program to do their own taxes for the first time.
New people coming in and younger tax filers, 18 to 24, it's not surprising that they would choose the website. It's just like shopping online, banking online, everything else online.
However people prepare their taxes, the IRS is encouraging them to file electronically. The number of e-filers has been growing, but not fast enough. David Williams, Director of Electronic Tax Administration, would like to see everyone file electronically.
We have, frankly, billions of pieces of paper that get put in the backs of large semi-trucks and rolled up to IRS facilities. And we've got to keep track of it all. And so when people file right there at the end of the filing season, it takes us a lot more time to get through and make sure that we've done the right thing with their tax return.
The IRS is hoping to reach a goal of 80% electronic filing by 2012. There are a number of obstacles to that, including electronic filing fees and taxpayer concerns about dealing with third-party processors. In addition, people who owe money to the government are sometimes reluctant to file electronically because they think they have to pay faster. That's not true. If you owe, you can put off paying until April 15th. This year, the government's expecting millions of extra tax returns from people who don't ordinarily file but have to in order to claim their economic stimulus payment. TurboTax's Miller says the company offers a free form on its website for filers with those simple returns. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
If you're thinking about not paying your taxes, please think again. At npr.org, you can see what happened to famous Americans who did not properly pony up their fair share.